Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. She's going to turn 104 years old on June 23rd. And I was visiting with her the other day, and we were talking. And she's one of those people that, you know, I'm blessed more by her than she ever would be by me. She has so much wisdom. She's sharp as a tack. And she has Luther's works in her house. She has what Luther says, three volumes of that. She continues to go to Bible studies. Very, very wonderful, faithful member of our congregation. But she said something that surprised me. She said, "Pastor, I really don't know much about the Holy Spirit. No, I know a lot about from the Bible and Bible studies about God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. I know a lot about Jesus and his life and the Gospels, and I've studied that. But I'd never in my life, it's a long life, heard much about the Holy Spirit." I don't know, are you like that? Do you know who the Holy Spirit is in your life? Do you know what it means to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in you, between us, in the whole creation? You know, I think most people would not know, unless you're Pentecostal or something like that. I know when I was growing up, we didn't call the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit. It was from the old hymnal. It was the Holy Ghost. And when I was a little kid, that's kind of scary. I'm going into the church. I said, "Holy smoke, there's a ghost in here someplace." But I thought, well, if God's good, then the ghost must be more like Casper, the friendly ghost. He's not a bad ghost, not a scary ghost. But, you know, we start talking. And, you know, when you have questions like this, it's always good. Martin Luther is so smart. He has a great catechism. So we start going through the catechism, and we looked at the third article of the Apostles' Creed. And what Luther says there, that we cannot believe in Jesus Christ as Lord or come to him except through the Holy Spirit. In other words, I can't say Jesus Christ is my Lord. You can't say it either, except through the Holy Spirit, he says. The Holy Spirit has called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified us. In other words, you're in church today because God, through the Holy Spirit, said, "Mary, come to church, you know. Larry, come to church, okay. David, come to Pennsylvania." I mean, you know, come. It was the Holy Spirit that calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us with the gifts. And what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and joy in the presence of God. That's part of what we talked about. And she said, "Oh, yeah, that's good to know." I said, "Yeah, after 104 years, it's good to know that. It's good to know after 74 years or after 3 years or after any time." But the thing about it is the Holy Spirit in our lives brings joy. There's the joy of Jesus down in my heart. Where? Down in, because of the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit. You know, and one of my favorite hymns, and because I love it so much, it didn't make this hymnal. It didn't make the green hymnal. It's in the service book and hymnal. "Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love all that you love and do what you would do." Maybe we can do that. You know, we can find that and sing it sometimes.
Join the choir.
If I joined the choir, you would have no nobis pacem pacem. It would be pretty mixed up. You know? Christians are to be people that are full of the Holy Spirit, that know the joy of Christ, that share the joy of Christ. Pentecost is the time when God's Spirit descended, the Spirit of joy and energy and life and vivification and all that is good that inflames us. That's why I have this, see the Spirit there? They're coming down there like the holy shtuka, boom, and there's fire and there's joy and there's all the joy of the Holy Spirit. It helps us celebrate life in Christ, celebrate the new life of the resurrected Jesus Christ. You know what in the Bible does it talk about, mostly about the promise of God? Is it fear not? Well, yeah, that's in there, but that's not the most common one. Or forgiveness. Oh, that's wonderful. That gives you joy, but it's not that. Or maybe it's eternal life. Well, yeah, that's great, and that's joyful. You know, when you die, it's not the end. All of our friends out there in the cemetery, they're with. In fact, Marguerite always tells us, Nevin from heaven. There is that life of God that never, even death is defeated, crashed down by dying of Christ and risen Christ. But what is there mostly is the promise that God will be with you. You are never alone. What was that song? Was it the Backstreet Boys or somebody said, I walk alone, I walk alone? Baloney. You never walk alone. God is with you in Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the whole problem. Before Adam and Eve rebelled against God, there was a promise that they would walk with God at happy hour. In the cool of the evening, they would be with God. Enoch was promised that he would walk with God. The same promise for Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Jacob and Moses and David and Mary and Paul. Micah said, our destiny is to know the Spirit and to do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with our God. God is with us and gives us the courage. The psalmist David tells us in 23rd Psalm, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You're not alone. One of my favorite hymns is, I love it when some of you may know the name, Tennessee Ernie Ford, when he used to sing it. I come to the garden alone, dun, 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 and he walks with me and he talks with me. You know, God's with you. In fact, it's through that hymn that I found out that God has a first name. Do you know God has a first name? Do you know what it is?
Andy.
Andy. Oh, somebody knew it. Andy walks with me. Yeah. In Jesus Christ, we know that God comes down to us and is with us, and the Holy Spirit lets us know that. Lets us know that. I mean, I could tell Joan I love her. She's okay. Then wash the dishes. You know, we want to see something done and give her a hug and let her know I love her. Not, words can be cheap. The Holy Spirit lets us know God is with us. His words are not cheap. They are eternal. We receive the Spirit in the presence of God at our baptism. Caden, Elijah, next week you're going to become little Christians. You're going to get little Pentecosts. That you're going to receive the Holy Spirit. And we're going to have so much joy and celebration because you'll become part of the family of God. And we'll sing to you as we go down the aisle. We'll talk more about this after church when we prepare for the baptism. This divine force, this Holy Spirit, Luther says again, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes us holy. In other words, set apart. We don't follow the tune of the world. We follow the tune of Jesus, of love and forgiveness, looking at all people as our brothers and sisters, looking at people, especially the ones that are rejected by society, the ones that these troopers come in and separate the mother from the child and sends the mother down to some god-awful... No, we fight against that because of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that's not the way of God. The way of God is love and joy and peace and patience and forgiveness. That's the way of God. Martin Luther said, faith always has a companion. And that companion is joy in the Holy Spirit. Pope Francis said that joy is the obvious knowledge that God is there. Joy. And on that first Pentecost, those disciples who were afraid what the world's going to do to them, what the Romans are going to do to them, or what the religious authorities are going to crucify them. And suddenly there was, and Mary, you nailed it. Oh, that's a tough first lesson to read. You nailed it. All those, the Parthians, all those people, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. They went out there and they shared the good news. They didn't sit around and said, oh, I feel good. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Yeah. But then they shared the love of Jesus with the people out there. And that was risky. They did it. These people were connected to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And they shared the good news. And before they started any programs, any organized church, 3,000 people were baptized and became part of that church. And it went from there, to through the ages, through our loved ones in the cemetery, and through you guys. And the next week, to Caden and Elijah. That spirit goes on, and more people are drawn to the way of Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, who calls, gathers, and sanctifies us to today. You know, there's a wonderful German mystic. Her name is Hildegard of Bergen. And she said, let us be able ablaze with enthusiasm. Because the Holy Spirit, enthusiasm, and theos, God in us, us in God. The Holy Spirit makes that. We can't make that happen. The Holy Spirit makes that happen. And theos, enthusiasm. Let us be fully on fire. Let us be fully alive for the sake of God and our neighbor. That's what we're celebrating today. Do you feel the Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound like St. Paul or St. Peter. Do you feel the Holy Spirit coming down into your heart?
Yes.
Do you feel the flame of the Spirit?
Yes.
That radiation of the Spirit. Okay, I believe you. So we celebrate today the church's birthday. We celebrate the Spirit through the whole Lord's Supper. We celebrate the power received at our baptism. That God's fire, God's joy, and God's mission. That we know that no matter what happens to us, good things, bad things, the heart of it's God. We know that whether it's stormy or whether it's sunny, the center is God's love. We look at the universe and the cosmos and all those billions and billions of stars, and we know that there's other life in those plants. That life is also children of Abraham, and God is their father too, because the Holy Spirit lets us know that it all comes together in the Spirit of God. God the Father, God the Son, let Gene remember, and God the Holy Spirit. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.